The president has something to say. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden has a message regarding the Inflation Reduction Act's provision, which lowers prescription drug costs.
But this year, the American people won. And for the first time, Big Pharma lost.
The president speaking in Portland, Oregon, Saturday. Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will actually exacerbate the inflation crisis. President Biden stumping for Oregon's Democratic candidates in the upcoming midterm election, including Tina Kotek, who is neck and neck with Republican candidate Christine Drazen in the state's governor's race. The Department of Education is testing an app that would make the student loan forgiveness process easier to navigate. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the story.
What we have is a website so far. It describes on that this is a beta launch of the application system. So it is available now. And at the top, it says that applications are being accepted to help refine the process ahead of the official launch. That's going to take place later this month and run through December 31st of 2023. Those who submit for debt relief now will not have their application processed until later this month when that formal window opens up.
The Congressional Budget Office says the student loan forgiveness program could cost over $400 billion. With the surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border, Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal tells Cabuto Live Saturday that asylum-seeking laws need to be fixed.
We need to address our asylum laws, our immigration laws, our visa programs. In fact, visa overstays account for almost half of the population living in the U.S. illegally. And we have close to a million visa overstays annually. So bottom line, there is something that we need to do, and unfortunately we haven't.
DHS reports a 500% increase in human smuggling arrests in the past 6 months. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The World Health Summit begins today in Berlin, Germany. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the details.
The World Health Organization co-organizing a summit in Berlin, Germany that'll bring health leaders from around the world together to tackle global health issues. This comes as Germany's health minister recently urged the 16 states in his country to consider stepping up measures to fight against COVID-19 after a recent spike in cases. According to the WHO, the summit will feature more than 300 speakers, including over 40 WHO experts. Many countries are facing a potentially rough winter for seasonal flu, as well as COVID surges.
An American Airlines passenger asking for reparations following an uncomfortable 3-hour flight. Fox's Roger Stern has the story.
Sydney Watson probably won't get any awards for sensitivity. She tweeted, "If fat people want to be fat, fine, but it is something else entirely when I'm stuck between you with your arm rolls on my body for 3 hours." She went on to say that people who need seatbelt extenders are too fat to be on a plane. She says she asked the brother of one of the people to swap seats, but he refused. Watson describes herself as a political commentator. And American Airlines tweeted back, "Our passengers come in all different sizes and shapes."
The world's first ever space tourist is booking a cruise around the moon.
U.S. entrepreneur Dennis Tito made headlines and drew controversy when back in 2001 he paid money to fly aboard a Russian spacecraft to the International Space Station. Tito is now 82 years old and is buying tickets for he and his wife to one day fly aboard a SpaceX Starship craft for a trip around the moon. The price of the tickets is unknown and the flight schedule hasn't been announced, but it is expected to be years off. The flight has 10 open seats remaining.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.